From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama is to visit the site of the dropping of the first atomic bomb later this month. The White House announced Tuesday Mr. Obama in Japan for a Group of Seven meeting will stop by Hiroshima May 27, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to go to that city. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The president intends to visit to send a much more forward-looking signal about his ambition for realizing the goal of a planet without nuclear weapons. This also is an opportunity for the visit to highlight the remarkable transformation in the relationship between Japan and the United States.
A presidential advisor ruled out the possibility Mr. Obama would apologize for the Hiroshima bombing and that of Nagasaki aimed at bringing World War II to a close. While Ernest said the president does believe the U.S. bears a special responsibility for being the only nation to ever use a nuclear weapon, he said he believes President Harry Truman at the time made the decision for the right reason, to bring a terrible war to an end, saving countless lives. Two former Rwandan mayors are on trial in Paris, accused of orchestrating massive and systematic summary executions during the 1994 genocide. Octavian Ngezi and Tito Barahira are alleged to have played a direct role in the massacre of hundreds of minority Tutsis who had taken refuge in a church in the eastern town of Kabarondo in April 1994. A lawyer for the plaintiffs, Richard Gisara, said the trial is important, not just in terms of seeking justice, but also dealing with the historical fact of genocide. The two mayors who deny any wrongdoing face life imprisonment if convicted. This is the second trial for crimes against humanity and genocide by a special Paris court set to prosecute the killers of the Rwandan genocide. This is VOA News. A group of nations promoting a resolution to Syria's conflict will meet in Vienna next week to discuss the violence and the possible efforts to end it. The U.S. and Russia are spearheading that effort by the 17-nation International Syria Support Group. In Washington, U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau acknowledged the cessation of hostilities is not being uniformly observed.
The cessation is not uniformly, not 100%, has reduced violence, as we've seen. Our view on a cessation of hostilities, it is a fundamentally good thing. Of course, it alleviates, though it doesn't remove, some of the suffering of the Syrian people. You know, any reduction in violence is good.
A recent uptick in violence in and around the northern city Aleppo has threatened to scuttle that cessation of hostilities. In U.S. presidential politics, presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump coasted to victory in two more state elections, West Virginia and Nebraska. On the Democratic side, Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders defeated former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in West Virginia, but Clinton won in Nebraska and maintains a strong delegate lead for the party nomination. Sanders addressed a cheering crowd late Tuesday in Salem, Oregon.
Last week, we won a really great victory in Indiana. And tonight, it appears that we've won a big, big victory in West Virginia.
Hillary Clinton, meantime, won in Nebraska, as we reported. Meanwhile, a new national poll suggests the race for the White House in November between Trump and Clinton will be competitive. Turkish officials say a car bomb killed three, wounded more than 40 in the mainly Kurdish city of Diyarbakir. The explosion struck a police vehicle transporting seven suspected militants of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party to a hospital. Turkey has been criticized for alleged rights violations committed by security forces. UN Human Rights Chief Zeyd Raad al-Hussein has urged Ankara to allow investigators to look into allegations that unarmed civilians were shot in Kurdish areas of the southeast. His spokesman is Rupert Colville.
While Turkey has a duty to protect its population from acts of violence, it is essential that the authorities respect human rights at all times while undertaking security or counterterrorism operations.
Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch claims Turkish border guards may have used excessive force in the deaths of several Syrians in the past 2 months trying to cross into Turkey. U.S. and Somali special forces conducted a joint raid early Tuesday on a base of militant group al-Shabaab, killing or capturing an unknown number of militants. Bangladesh has executed a top Islamist leader for crimes committed during the War for Independence from Pakistan. Motir Rahman Nizami, the 73-year-old leader of Jamaat-e-Islami Party, was convicted 2 years ago on 8 counts, including mass murder and arson. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.